There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, folks, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. This is a special What's in Your Town edition of What's on Your Mind, and we are in West Fargo, North Dakota, with the broadcast today. Did you know this is the fastest growing city in North Dakota? Did you know that? Todd, did you know?
I did not know that. Bill and I were talking about that on K-Fire before the show, and it's like, well, wait a minute. Really? West Fargo? Did not know that.
Exactly. I think a lot of people would probably not realize that, but it is booming. And what's unusual about that, of course, most of the boom is centered in the northwest corner of North Dakota, when you have cities like Williston growing 20% in a two-year time frame from 2012 to 2014. I think it's fair to say most folks probably would be, like you, a little surprised. Anyway, we're going to chat with the mayor of West Fargo, Rich Mattern. He'll be here a little later on in the program about how that growth has happened and tell you about some other things that are happening. This is Packer country, you know. In fact, one of the high schools is, they started out with a high school, they've added another one now, was the West Fargo Packers, right? Because of that packing house history that they've had here and the stockyard history that they've had in West Fargo. And as the crow flies, it's not too far from Moorhead, Minnesota, right? You know, you could be there in just a matter of moments if you had a pair of wings. With traffic these days, that's never a quick thing, but yet a very different place. All of Minnesota is a little different, with all due respect to our Minnesota listeners. In fact, I'm a little offended by this, and maybe I'm being overly sensitive, but there is something called the Great American Meat Out Day. The Great American Meat Out Day. And Moorhead is officially declaring itself all in for this event at the... With a pen by the mayor over there, Delray Williams, proclaimed the Friday Great American Meat Out Day in the city of Moorhead. This is a national movement that calls on people to eat vegan on the first day of every spring. They don't like meat, right? And by the way, even the mayor of Moorhead said in her proclamation, a wholesome diet of vegetables, fresh fruits, and whole grains promotes health and reduces the risk of many illnesses. Vegan diet also reduces pollution, the suffering of animals, and the greenhouse gases that lead to global warming. That is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my life. Sorry, I don't know a more eloquent way to say that. But, you know, this suffering of animals and the greenhouse gases, and it's just a bunch of... You know, green gobbledygook is all that is. And you know what? I could ignore it. I could blow it off. But with North Dakota's rich history of livestock producers, I didn't want to let it go. And I wanted to find out if you tell me, you want to celebrate Great American Meat Out Day or should we condemn it? Maybe I'm being a little harsh, but tip me off, I'll tell you that. 800-228-0550 for you to tell me how you feel. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. It's a long way of saying I'm glad I'm in West Fargo today, rather than Moorhead, to tell you the truth. And our What's in Your Town tour is brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale Meat. See, that's another thing I like. Bacon. Gotta love it. Summer sausage. Hear that, Moorhead? Take that. How about some ribs? Anyway, I digress. Also, by our friends at Marvin Windows Grafton, great place to live, great place to work, Arvig Communications, and our friends at Teddy's Residential Suites, Newtown, Watford City, great place to stay if you're visiting the oil patch. Want to check out things. It's a fabulous location, and your choice of town, so check them out. Also today, we are broadcasting from the Western State Bank We're going to meet some of the folks from Western State Bank here. They're, of course, starting in Devil's Lake and now in West Fargo and Fargo, their town or their Arizona. There are a lot of different places, as a matter of fact. So we'll talk with the good folks from there. We have Ryan Rauschenberger that will join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to unpack the little meat reference. We're going to unpack the numbers in the new revenue forecast with the state tax commissioner. Also, Senator John Hovind will be here. Our rescheduled conversation from Tuesday, so we look forward to that as well. Roger Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Condemned as meat out day. Seems like people have been eating meat since the beginning of time, and they've survived quite well. That's about all I have to say.
Well, aren't you worried about the environment, Roger?
The environment. There's stories every different direction that you want to go, and I honestly don't believe these animals. There's been wild animals out there ever since the beginning of the time, too, and it never seemed to hurt the environment then. We have a constant climate change. There's no question about that, but I don't believe the animals are responsible for climate change.
All right, so you don't put the greenhouse gas thing on animals. How about the suffering of animals? The Moorhead mayor is very worried about the suffering of animals. That's why she's proclaiming this great American Meat Out Day, you know? What about
that? They claim the animals are suffering. How about the plants when they cut them off?
Exactly.
Do they suffer too?
Exactly.
Plants have feelings too.
We kill plants when we kill plants. So.
Yeah, where's tofu come from? Somebody's got to feel a little pain when the tofu hits the table. I'm with you, Roger. Totally.
I would certainly think so.
Thank you. I'm going to put you down in the Condemn the Great American Meat Out Day column. Thank you very much.
Scott, I got a question for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I need to call the bishop or the pope or somebody because I have a real dilemma now. I mean, I have an overwhelming desire to want to have about a 52-ounce steak on Friday.
Give it up for Lent, Scott. You'll be fine.
Right there in Moorhead. But, I'm choosing to go without meat on Friday as part of a Lenten sacrifice. And you know why? It's because I love meat. See, it's the exact opposite of it. They're doing a Great American Meat Out Day because they think meat causes the suffering of animals and...
I got a question for you. Cows produce methane, correct?
Yes.
Methane is bad for the environment, right?
Yep.
So if I help eat all the cows, I'm helping the environment then, right?
You better stop on the milk.
Well, no.
And the meat.
We only have one earth. I'm trying to help take care of it by eating all the cows so they don't produce all the methane.
Oh, I got it. That's a good idea. Yeah, you got a good plan there.
Done that.
Yeah,
okay.
Good plan.
I'm sticking with that one then.
Grant and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I was just going to talk about the vegan thing. You got a mayor in Moorhead, and we got to talk about the reelection factor. So you're going to bus 300 customers in front of your mall every day, and you're not going to do that. But then you're going to turn around and condemn a billion-dollar industry for the vegan. They're completely out of control and anti-business.
Yeah, we should explain this for folks that haven't followed this controversy, but there is a mall downtown Fargo, downtown Moorhead, known as the Moorhead Center Mall, that isn't full. And they have a ramp adjacent to it that has a lot of empty spaces. There's soon going to be some construction in downtown Fargo. So some folks said, hey, how about if we have a shuttle and we'll have people park downtown Moorhead and then we'll shuttle them over to Fargo to work. So we, have a win-win and then maybe they shop in Moorhead or whatever. And Moorhead got all snooty about it and said, no, there's not enough stops here and we don't like that. And so that's what you're talking about. So, right?
Yeah. And then condemn the beef industry. On top of it, how many cattle farmers are in Minnesota also? She's condemning them all.
No, I agree.
They're anti-business all the way, anti-consumer.
And you know what? Great American Meat Out is going to go on regardless because these vegans, they do this stuff, right? So whatever. But for the mayor to proclaim the day in Moorhead and then come up with this business about how, if we eat a vegan diet, then we're reducing pollution and we're reducing the suffering of animals and greenhouse gases is a bunch of bunk. Yeah.
90% of the people that say this stuff have never been on a farm. And I grew up on a farm. My dad took care of the cows better than he took care of me. That's the truth.
Here's the deal on stuff like this. It's easy to go, oh, for dumb, right? And just sort of dismiss it. But I really think you need to address it and send a message when stuff like this comes up. Otherwise, drip by drip, this stuff just takes over and all of a sudden becomes you know, legit. This is crazy.
The sad thing is when this woman runs for re-election, the whole community will forget it again, what she's doing.
Well, she's claiming she's not going to. I think I've heard that she's, you know, settled along. She wants to be a one-term mayor. So I hope if she doesn't self-police that, that the citizens of Moorhead do, to tell you the truth. But
yeah,
I don't know.
And rightfully so.
Minnesota's, you know, scares me. As a native Minnesotan, the state scares me. It's just a lot of really insane viewpoints over there, in my view.
Well, you got a mayor that from the price of gas is down, so all of a sudden he wants to raise the price of gas tax so they can spend more money.
A governor, you mean?
Yeah, they don't get it. Yeah. Governor, excuse me, the department store. Yep.
I hear
That's
you.
What I called the store.
Grant, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Take care. Let's get Jeanette in Kiefer Falls here. Jeanette, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
Okay, this cattle thing. For one idea here, doesn't abortion hurt these little babies when they're ripped out?
Well, let's ask her that question. Yeah, that's always a fun one to ask. Yeah, yeah.
Another thing, this came up several years ago, and I wrote a letter to the editor.
Jeanette, hang on a second here. We'll let you do your second point on the other side of the break. I got a commercial break. Stay tuned. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Live at Western State Bank in West Fargo today with the What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by our friends here at Western State Bank. Sandy's Donuts, to an iconic, famous place right here in West Fargo. And appreciate them very much, as well as Precision Fence. And we're going to chat with Tom Boyer from Western State Bank in just a moment. I want to let Jeanette finish her comment here before the break. Go ahead, Jeanette, and tell me the story you were going to tell me before we had to hit the break there. Go ahead.
Same topic came up, and I suggested that everybody eat as much meat as possible, and then perhaps the government could get everyone and maybe feed all these cows and whatever cases of Beano, and that should take care of the problem, I would think. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Little Beano. Good idea, Jeanette. Thank you for the call. Bev in Roseau, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bev.
Hi, my name is Bev, and I am a recovering vegetarian. I used to be vegetarian. It was hell. Then I married a cattle rancher up here in Roseau area. We've raised cows for over 12 years, and we treat our cows better than some people treat their kids. They are always taken care of, always thought of first, because they're your livelihood. And you're not going to throw away your livelihood. And on top of that, this bit of the crazy Minnesotans, that's down in the city. You get in the more rural areas, and we are level-headed, and we are agricultural, and we are salt of the earth. And as far as the flatulence from cows ruining the environment, have you been in a fire lately with the men with the beer and pickled eggs? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. They're destroying the environment a whole lot worse than the cows. And you heap on a turkey leg with Thanksgiving, and it's even worse. You're leaving the country.
Oh, so, Bev, we got to get you a show. This is priceless.
Yeah, I will be meat eater carnivore all my life. I tried the vegan bit, and I'm sorry. I can't do it.
All right, well, you proved there's some common sense in Roseau. Jeanette did in Thief River Falls, so I'm glad to hear now just if you could get to Moorhead's mayor and get this straightened out, I'd love a little meeting with the two of you and her to sort all this out, because this all started because Moorhead is proclaiming Friday to be Great American Meat Out Day. And in the proclamation, dissed the industry. And here we find ourselves in the home of the Packers, West Fargo. I guarantee you, we're going to talk with them a little later on in the program, but I'm willing to bet there's no chance West Fargo Mayor Rich Mattern will be declaring a Great American Meat Out Day. I will find out for sure when he arrives, but I think I'm safe there. What do you think of this? Condemn it or celebrate it? You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tom Boyer is here. Tom's a senior vice president with Western State Bank, a mortgage banker. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So as the mortgage manager of the man that handles mortgages for Western State Bank, how are you guys doing?
We are doing great. And, you know, Western made a commitment to mortgage a while back, and they brought on this team and put it together that this team has won the Champions of Affordable Housing Award for the last 5 out of the last 6 years from North Dakota Housing Finance Agency. We have 8 lenders here in Fargo and West Fargo. 4 of them are dedicated to first-time home buyers, and they spend a lot of time doing the classes, you know, meeting with first-time home buyers. And I think it's a big statement that Western's made, saying we are a first-time home buyer lender.
Wow, champion of first-time home buyers. So you're sending a signal.
That's exactly right.
If you're buying a home for the first time, come see us. We're going to get it done for you.
For most people, it's the biggest investment they make in their entire life. And it's not just North Dakota. We're also the first-time home buyer programs in both Minnesota and Arizona because of our branches there.
Now, we should mention there are locations in Devil's Lake, in Towner, and the surrounding Towner as well.
Mm-hmm.
West Fargo, of course, is where we're at. You're in Fort Totten.
Yep.
You're in Granville, Upham, Willow City, the towns that are around Towner there, and as you mentioned, a few locations in Arizona as well, and writing mortgages in about every state.
And we do 48 states. It's amazing. We probably did 15 or 20 deals in Florida last year because a lot of snowbirds go down there. Arizona, Nevada, we do them all over the United States. We stay away from a couple states that have some real particular rules, but if we can hit 48 of the states, that generally covers everybody coming in. And we got some good lenders, very experienced lenders. If we're going to do this, you're going to do it right. And we try and make this process as stress-free. And you know, buying a home should be a fun, exciting experience. It shouldn't be stressful and problem-ridden. We try and make it good for everybody. And I think, by and large, we're very successful at what we do.
Sounds good. Thanks for the update, Tom. Keep doing her.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
Appreciate it very much. A champion for first-time home buyers and writing mortgages in the about every state in the union. Tom Boyer, Senior Vice President, Mortgage Department Manager here at Western State Bank in West Fargo. You can give him a call at 701-499-6312. Good to chat with you, Tom. Appreciate it very much. We are live today with our What's in Your Town tour into West Fargo. Let's go to Mandan. Pat's on the phone. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind?
Well, I just thought I'd like to comment on that Meatless Friday in Moorhead.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the lady's playing games. I mean, there's a lot of Catholic people in the whole region, and they do kind of a Meatless Friday by their faith. And I'm wondering if she's using it during Lent just to try to show a percentage of people, enhance the number, just to have false support for her thoughts.
Well, this national group that does this does it meat out, I guess, is a national movement. And what they do is they ask people to eat vegan on the first day of every spring. So it's the first day of spring, so that's why they're picking that day. So I think the Friday thing's a coincidence. Plus, she doesn't say anything in her proclamation other than, you know, dissing the industry, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I say I feel a little conflicted because I've given up meat on Fridays for Lent as a sacrifice. It's best because I love the stuff, right? And it's hard to do.
I'm 68 and I have the best of my abilities. I've given up meat on Fridays for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And she's talking about hurting things. It hurts me when I can't have meat. Does that help for anything?
She ought to have a little empathy for you, Pat. I'm with you completely. Let's go to Arnegard, another Pat. What's on your mind? Go ahead. You're up next.
Yeah, I got a couple questions. As far as the environment and stuff like that, if anybody out there has got a Bible, I believe you look up in Isaiah chapter 43, and God speaks of how he confuses the astrologers and all these people with these goofy ideas, and I believe he refers to them as knuckleheads. I honestly do. And as far as meat, I deer hunt and what have you, and I've had people, you know, try to give me a bunch of grief about that, and I said, I look up, I think it's Deuteronomy chapter 6, God says, I can eat all the deer I want, so I can't even eat anymore. And I don't know, I tell you, if God says it, it's true, that's just the way it is. I mean, if he created this world, I think God's smart enough to write the Bible and say everything he needs to say.
Well, I think this is a different kind of religion. This is a religion of, the green agenda, which it really is in my mind, cult-like, you know, the way these people operate. And, this idea that animals suffer or that there's greenhouse gases that come from, you know, a cattle, and that somehow if you don't eat meat, you're going to reduce pollution. That's nuts.
Absolutely. I sure do, and I'll tell you what, these people that think this way, they're in trouble. I mean, they might as well be atheists. God says it, we can, you know, it's taking care of this earth and everything in it, and, it's just, it's crazy what they say. I mean, the first time...
Great to hear from you, Pat, up against the break, so I do need to run. Pat and Arnegard, thanks for the call. We're going to talk with Ryan Rauschenberger about the state revenue forecast in North Dakota when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Nordkuss Fest Norway Tour, June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjord, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountain. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We'll By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with What's On Your Mind. We're live in West Fargo today, Western State Bank, our location in West Fargo in the Pioneer Center. Senator John Hoeven a little later on. West Fargo Mayor Rich Mannern will join us too. And in just a bit, Ryan Rauschenberger, the State Tax Commissioner, will be here as well. Let's see here. Brian in West Fargo wants to weigh in and end it off your comment here or an email and a couple of calls that came in during the break as well. Let's see here. Jesse says, the Great American Meat Out is as stupid as Lenten Catholic tradition of not eating meat on Fridays. And I'm Catholic. I personally will be eating the biggest steak I can get my hands on this Friday. All right, they're apples and oranges, though. I mean, because the reason behind Meat Out Day is, as you read the proclamation from the Moorhead mayor, is that a wholesome diet of vegetables, fresh fruits, and whole grains promotes health and reduces the risk of many illnesses. The vegan diet also reduces pollution. They're blaming meat for pollution, the suffering of animals, and also the greenhouse gases that lead to global warming. So they're saying meat's bad for those reasons. As best as I can understand, the Lenten sacrifice of a meatless Friday is to give up something that you enjoy. So I think, Jesse, maybe you don't understand what the reasoning behind that is. Visit with a priest about it, and they'll help you understand that. But they're apples and oranges. They're not the same thing. Brian, Jamestown, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good to talk to you again. Been a while. I just wanted to comment on the Meatless Friday and everything like that. And in terms of meat production reducing pollution in our environment, that's such a farce. All your grain gets trucked in. All your vegetables get trucked in. People work in food processing plants to make sure that food's safe enough for you to eat. So throughout that whole process, fuel's being burned. Electricity's being used. I mean, now there's your apples-to-apples comparison. I really don't think that meat processing produces any more pollution than any other type of healthy alternative. Now, that being said, I am also an atheist, and I will be enjoying a steak. I am not a Greenpeacer. I am not that stereotypical weirdo. So just had to set the record straight with your previous caller.
All right, Brian. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. And if you have questions about just how much money that our government officials are anticipating will be coming in to North Dakota's coffers over the next biennium, which begins in June, 2015 to 2017 biennium. You can call our next guest, North Dakota State Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger, with us on What's on Your Mind. Ryan, welcome back. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So give us the news. What did we learn yesterday from this combination of the folks at Moody's Analytics and your work in your office and the Office of Management and Budget? And what are we looking at?
Well, as you said, Moody's Analytics is the group that the state, that the Office of Management and Budget contracts with every biennium to look at the forecast and do econometric modeling. They did come in yesterday, and from the governor's original recommended budget, they've recommended a $420 million write-down of the general fund balance. Now, that is less than what the legislature had decided to do in January. That was about a $550 million write-down of the general fund revenues that we expect to collect next biennium. Now, where we're at is essentially the legislature has to decide what to accept, whether they go with Moody's Analytics recommendations, make some alterations to that. And again, most of that in the general fund is due to reduction in sales tax, individual income tax, and corporate income tax. So that is the main, those are the main revenue collection types in the general fund, and this reduction is in those main tax types.
Despite the fact that oil and gas projections originally were thought to be in the neighborhood of $8 billion, that was obviously back in December, revised downward then to about $4 billion, and now revised even further, another nearly $1 billion down, there is still a sales tax revenue increase by about 15% in the next biennium. I see Al Carlson is a little bit concerned about that. Do you think that 15% number is a good one?
Well, I mean, it's one of the issues that we're dealing with in the sales tax arena is, although there's some pullback in drilling and production, completion still has to be completed on a number of wells, and also construction. For regulatory reasons, completion has to be done on a number of wells, but also construction is still at its highest point that it's ever been. So a lot of the strength we're still seeing in sales tax. Keep in mind the last couple months, even when we've had most of the days in the 40s for oil, we still have actually seen pretty strong sales tax collections. Basically, even though we've seen a decrease in the number of rigs, we have a lot of that construction work going on. And frankly, a lot of the oil workers are going to work in the construction area. That's why we haven't seen some of the unemployment numbers spike up like we thought we would, is that there's so much construction going on that we believe that will still help supplement some of those sales tax numbers. I still think there's some room for discussion as far as whether those sales tax numbers are right. We have relied on Moody's in the past. They've done a great job. They've always made adjustments for models for the oil and gas development in North Dakota, which has really helped improve their modeling for the state because we are so heavily weighted. But I think it will be up to the legislature to decide whether or not these numbers that Moody's has presented based on our actual tax collections, whether that will be acceptable going forward for the rest of the budgeting process.
Okay, you mentioned that sales tax numbers have stayed relatively robust despite the fact that oil has gone down. So month to month, you're keeping an eye on that. I mean, is that, you know, what? Give me the data that correlates with the price of oil coming down and the sales tax numbers staying strong. How many months do we have of data?
Right. Unfortunately, we have a lag. I wish we had a couple more months. And what's interesting about this is we have remained as of February, we're actually ahead in sales tax by about 1.1%. So compared to forecast, we are just slightly ahead biennium to date. As far as the forecast goes. So we're essentially tracking right on forecast. We're so used to being over forecast by such huge numbers, but we're actually about on point, interestingly. Now that being said, we do have a lag in sales tax. Basically, when you have, for example, this month's activity in March will get filed next month, and we essentially won't know until May, after all the returns are done early May, what happened in March. So there's always kind of a 2-month lag. So the timing, well, part of the issue with the revenue reforecasting at this time is we just started to really see the lower prices within the last couple months, and there's a couple month lag for us to be able to get that current information. So basically, Moody's has done the best they can with the data they have, and their words, not mine, they have been very conservative in their econometric modeling. And they've said this is about the most conservative they've ever been in a econometric forecast, in regards to, these general fund expenditures. Now, you mentioned the 14%. That is true in sales tax, but if you look at the whole general fund picture, the, individual income tax and corporate income tax, the second and third largest contributors to the general fund are written down considerably in the Moody's forecast. Even more so than the legislative forecast, and actually, when you look at the year-over-year, if you look at the general fund from just the tax revenues, year-over-year, it's only 3% growth per year. That's basically an inflationary increase. Those are some of the lowest growth increases that we have seen and is in this forecast. So the key at the end of the day is that general fund number, and although it was projected over the biennial, and keep in mind, that's a biennial 14%. Annually, that's 6%, 7% per year. But then you look at the decrease, and you basically combine that with the large decreases because of the lower wages, more unemployment, and lower royalties and income taxes and corporate profits. It's actually about 3% per year, so that's really about an inflationary increase.
That's also well below what it's well below what it's been doing, right? So in other words, yes, you're going to have
absolutely,
yeah. So
we've seen such huge growth. I mean, if we're able to maintain the growth we've seen in the last few years, we are doing an excellent job in North Dakota if we can just maintain that growth.
Anything else stick out from the forecast for you, Ryan?
Well, I think that you'd mentioned that the decrease in oil, I think everybody's in agreement as far as the oil forecast. We're now forecasting at 1.1 million barrels per day lasting throughout the next biennium. Collections will be a total of 3.4 billion. For the next biennium, and that's because we're expecting the large trigger to kick in and be in place for about 11 months during the biennium. That has a huge impact on the extraction tax. So I think everybody's in agreement that keeping the oil forecast conservative and being realistic about having low oil prices for a sustained amount of time is the way to go. And there seems to be agreement on that point.
Huge ball drop in the last legislative session when there was a effort that actually passed over in the House that would have removed that trigger and flattened the tax, and something that became a political hot potato, mainly the Democrats suggesting it was a reduction for oil companies and a tax break for oil companies. And now to have that back, the state would be in a very different position. But it may in fact lead to more investment in the state than otherwise would happen. I mean, that's one positive way, I guess, to look at the fact that that number is going to be drastically different than it would have been if that change had been put forward, right, Ryan?
Well, that's an interesting point. In that last session, the removal of the triggers for the extraction tax was a consideration that, as you mentioned, that it had some movement. It did not end up becoming law. The tone has really changed from 2013 to 2015. You know, back then, it was seen as essentially a lowering of the tax, where if now we have the triggers, the rate is really between 5 and 6%, the overall rate in the state. And flattening the rate at about nine and a half would actually be a large increase. So it's really about perspective, and the tone has really changed. And the session isn't over. There's the potential for that discussion to still occur before the end of the session about looking at triggers and is this the appropriate level, the amount? Is there a way to flatten the rate? These are absolutely discussions that could still happen during the session.
All right, only about a half a minute left. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I do think that although I want to put this into perspective, that although we are writing down the forecast, all of the forecasts for oil prices all show that we will see increases in oil prices. It's just how long. I think it's important to recognize that the companies have faith in North Dakota. This is a resource play. The rigs that aren't operating are idle. They're out there. They're ready to get back on. They're ready to get back into service whenever the price comes back. And I'm trying to be an optimist here. I think prices will come back, and basically the experts agree.
Just a matter of when. Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Rosenberger, North Dakota's Tax Commissioner, our guest on What's on Your Mind. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hannon here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA, you know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice at the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck to Mandan to Valley City and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff, breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks at $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Minnesota. I'm all for the big meat out. Let's all go out to the Outback Steakhouse and have a big old steak. Celebrate meat out. Very good. Have a good day.
Yeah, using insecticide killed more animals or critters than eating animals alone does, so I don't know why they want to get veggies. All right, thank you much. Thanks.
I think for the meat out day, I'm going to celebrate it myself. I'm probably going to have a big old steak or something. That's just what I do to celebrate things. And, yeah, I'm a steak. Sounds good to me.
See, maybe rather than get ticked about all this, I had to be excited that people are getting revved up to actually counter it by having, as one of those callers said, a big old steak.
Yeah, this is it. This is gonna backfire. It really is.
I love it. And I hope there's more steaks consumed in Moorhead, Minnesota than in the history of any other time in history, because the Moorhead mayor is all for this and worried about greenhouse gases from all that meat-eating you do. People, wake up. 800-228-0550 when you call. 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us live on the air, 701-258-0550. Another question for you. How many criminals do you work with? Are you a criminal? If you're paying to be in an NCAA March Madness pool and hoping for, a little prize, you are breaking the law in North Dakota and Minnesota. Should wagering on March Madness be illegal? Let me know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're in West Fargo today. Coming to you live and direct from Western State Bank in West Fargo, as a matter of fact. And having a great time here on our Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, Grafton, Arvid Communications, Teddy's Residential Suites, What's in Your Town Tour. Speaking of great towns, Linton, North Dakota is one of my favorites. If you go to Linton, there's a Heedall's location there. You're going to find a fellow by the name of Gene Wolfer. And Gene, for 30 years now, has been in the auto parts business. And he worked at the Chevy Olds Garage there many, many years ago. Been at Heedall's now for 20-plus years. And if you need a part, he's going to find it for you. And he's a car guy. He very first car was a 52 Chevy two-door Fastback. How about that? And also, he owned a 67 GTO 389, three deuces and a four-speed. Had a Malibu SS. That's right. So you got a lot to talk about next time you see Gene there at the Heedall's location in Linton. And I tell you what, every day he's dealing with folks, getting them, whether it's a part they need, delivered. A lot of, actually, South Dakota City service out of the Linton location, Harriet Pollock. And he deals with folks every day, make sure they find what they need. Either they walk in and say, hey, find me this, find me that, or give them a call. And Strasburg, I mentioned Harriet Pollock, a lot of locations, of course, service the Linton area as well. Master Certified, ASE. Tech as well, right there in Linton. So they got a machine shop there, rotors, drums, they can take care of you there. The Heedall's location, 100-plus years they've been at it at Heedall's. That's right, and good folks. Heedall's has it. They have the parts, but they also have the people, folks like our friend Gene Wolfer right there in Linton. Tell them Scott sent you. Bob in West Hope checking in on What's on Your Mind. Bob, how you been?
I've been pretty good, but I've been just kind of crawled out of hibernation here.
Is that right? Well, you're crawling out of hibernation for spring. We're going to hear from you more now, or what?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. We'll see what the topic is. But I've been kind of into the hole here a ways, and I'm hearing about this beef situation.
Yeah.
What is the deal with that?
Well, we got kind of a crazy situation here. We have the mayor of Moorhead, Minnesota, proclaiming the city as Great American Meat Out Day. And that isn't exactly why I came to West Fargo, but I'm glad I did now. Because, you know, a few short miles away from where I'm at in West Fargo, here we have all this Packer history here. And over there, they're going to be celebrating Great American Meat Out Day on Friday. But the proclamation is what got me a little mad, Bob. The mayor said, if you eat vegan, you reduce pollution, you reduce the suffering of animals, and you reduce the greenhouse gases that lead to global warming. So kind of ticked me off. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, they better not drink milk then either, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Gosh darn it.
Good point.
But I know when you go to Garrison tomorrow, what you got to do, you got to stop at Coal Harbor on the way back.
Why do I need to stop at Coal Harbor on the way to Garrison?
On the way back.
Right.
But you probably should make reservations first and order their prime rib dinner.
All right, Todd, you got your meal all planned for tomorrow. Bob, good
there
to hear from you. Thank you. Ed in Breckenridge, Minnesota, wanted to weigh in on the March Madness thing. Should wagering on March Madness brackets be illegal, Ed?
No. I mean, yeah, technically it is gambling, but what's the big deal? It's just a bunch of friends getting together, filling out their brackets, throwing $5 into the pot. I mean, whatever. I mean, that's, as far as I'm concerned, it's no big deal. It's no different than people getting boards going around at Super Bowl or the NBA playoffs or whatever. It's just a bunch of guys and girls getting together having a fun time.
It's illegal right now, and I'm with you. I think we got to fix that. Dan, on the road, got about half a minute for you. Dan, what's on your mind?
Okay, the meat. Everybody should have some meat. The brackets for the NCAA, hey, it's just like scratch ticket lotteries. Everybody's a criminal. Everybody breaks some law at some point in their life, unless they're Jesus. And the whole deal with the emissions from the grilling that you were talking about yesterday, why are we letting these people give our money to this idiotic stuff? It slays me. It does.
It's a good question, Dan. We're out of time. We're coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskhusfest Norway tour, June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.